So it's Saturday the 31st of July, and it's 12:30. I didn't give an update yesterday on my gallivanting around. I did a short 3-hour stint doing some driving, and then went back and handed over the keys and got a lift to a Tokyo Tower again with one of the other drivers. It was on a day off. It was officially my day off as well, but just makes it a long day if you have to do the whole day, and didn't think it was fair on my partner, so thought I'd do the first few hours, the early one, and then we set off towards Tokyo Tower. Managed to find parking space and work out how to operate it with the help of a friendly Japanese man who spoke not bad English. Turned out that you had to pay when you returned. We were trying to get a ticket from the machine, and there's only 3 spaces in this little spot, and lots of parking areas in the back streets which only allow 2 or 3 parking spaces. The camera reads your number plate when you park up, and then when you come back, put your bay number in, it tells you how much you owe. So that actually cost us 1,200 yen, so that's 600 yen each, which is about 9 quid. Yeah, is that right? No. Yeah, 1,000 yen is about £6.50. So yeah, it'd be about 3 or 4 quid each. Anyway, so popped up, made our way to the Tokyo Tower, and bought our ticket, which was about £11.50 each, and took the elevator to the top. Made your ears pop as you're going up the elevator, and unfortunately it was a bit of a cloudy day really, for Tokyo standards. Probably picked the cloudiest day out of the lot. There was thunderstorms threatening, some loud clap of thunder, but managed to avoid the rain. So anyway, we did the observation platform, then went back down, and a huge big shopping centre underneath. So we had a quick look around there, bought some purchases, went to the food court, bought some food and sat down. Then we made our way, probably a 15-minute walk across the river to the shop, Sensoji Buddhist Temple area, and lots of oldie-fashioned Japanese buildings, shops, lots of traditional Japanese geisha type girls were walking around. I don't think they were the full geisha girls with all the makeup. They looked like teenagers either training to become geisha girls, and even some lads dressed in traditional uniform. Well, it might have been just a fashion thing, I don't know, but it gave a bit of authenticity to it, to the area. And there was also some lads, fit looking young lads, who were giving rides to, obviously paid to, like a rickshaw, giving rides, touring around the area, pulling this huge big fancy carriage where two people can sit in. So yeah, I wouldn't fancy their job on a boiling hot day like that, but they looked they could manage the job. Had a walk around the Buddhist temples area, and watched people putting their money in, buying incense candles, opening drawers, shaking things, and seeing what the contents, like a fortune cookie type thing. I don't really know what they were doing, to be honest, but carried on, obviously getting quite tired now after an early start, and made our way back to the car, located it, and made our way back to the hotel. I chilled out for the rest of the night. I was zonked out, but yeah, I had a bit of a lay-in this morning as well because I wasn't on the early one. And now I'm waiting for a 120 pickup from the indoor volleyball centre, which is called the Ariake Arena. I'm just parked on the side of the road, really, on a quiet side street, but struggle to find parking areas without paying for it. But with it being Saturday, there's not much business. Business is open, but there's a lot of people walking around, tourists taking in the atmosphere and all the different venues around. So update you later on, or see how we got on today, what adventures come across my path. But bye for now.